Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
That's a great question.
It's a great question.
That's a great question.
On 95.7 The Game.
One of those is Greg Cosell, and he'll be on in 15 minutes.
I can't wait. I got notes.
We're coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed here in San Francisco. Warriors Blazers tonight at 7 right here on 95.7 The Game. So we're sitting here talking about just the general idea of quarterbacking. Do you want a $50 to $60 million quarterback, or would you rather have the great head coach who just builds the system? I mean, again, everybody wants both. You want Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes. That's ideal.
Be cool.
That'd be pretty cool. You win a bunch of Super Bowls. That's fun. But
Belichick and Brady. I mean, same thing.
I think this is, you know, this is like, it's core to how I feel about Kyle Shanahan, why I've been such a big fan for so long. I think if you have him, unless everything goes wrong in a year like last year, for example, like, you're going to consistently at least be relevant. I don't know if you're going to be a contender, win the whole thing. That hasn't happened yet, blah, blah, blah. But, like, you're in it because, yes, multiple people can run your system and have, air quotes, success. Now, how do you maximize that, and who's the best at it, and who's available to you at that time? You and I had the debate earlier this week. Well, should the Niners like never pay a quarterback? Should they just turn this over every year or two? I think that that would be impossible to actually execute. Very dangerous. I think that you'd get fired once upon a time. I'm still firmly in Brock Purdy's corner. But I get it when you start looking around the league and you go, man, we salivate after some of these quarterbacks. They've never made the Super Bowl. They've never even made it. They've never gone where Brock Purdy and Nick Foles and Joe Flacco have gone. So then it led to your deep dive. Each team and how many quarterbacks have started for them at least one game since 2010.
Yeah, and I'm looking at Kansas City right now, and Kansas City is at 11 quarterbacks who have started for them. And you know, they went through a time where they had Haley and then Romeo Crennel as the head coach, and then they got a guy named Andy Reid, and Alex Smith was the quarterback, and he was really good for Kansas City. And they lost the division, they lost the wild card, and then they replaced him with Patrick Mahomes. They lost the conference, they won the bowl, lost the bowl, lost the conference, won the bowl, lost the bowl. And so, is Mahomes the sauce? Of course he is, but Andy Reid is one of the greatest coaches of all time. Right. So, unbelievable coach, unbelievable quarterback, and consistency. And that's what made me do this deep dive. And I was wondering if the bad teams are those that really have a lot of upheaval on both coach and quarterback. And they are. And then I looked at the Niners, and they are dead on league average in how many quarterbacks they've had who started 14. Since 2010.
Okay.
The number is 14, guys.
And then you also said there's one quarterback who has started a game, at least a game, for 8 different teams?
And he is one of the 14.
Oh. So the Niners. Okay. All right. So let me try the Niners first.
All roads lead to, as I'm going through, I went through all 32 teams, and a couple of names kept popping up, including this one guy who I'm like, oh, I knew he started for the Niners, but he started for seven other teams as well.
Really?
Since 2010.
Oh.
This man's been, he's been starting
all right.
now.
All right. Let me give this a shot.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Mark Willard. 14 quarterbacks have started for the Niners since 2010.
And you have way more faith in me on this than I do.
I got the over-under for you at 11.5.
I put it at 9.5.
For Grandy, I thought he would get all 14, and he's locked up right now.
Apparently, yeah, you're missing one.
I got 13. All right. I turned to Lucas for help. We got 14 together.
Okay. But
no crowdsourcing.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's fine. I'm going to need help.
Internet, Lucas.
Impressive.
What happens if I get one wrong? Do I get like some leeway here?
Yep.
All right. Let's start with the obvious ones.
All right.
Brock Purdy, Mac Jones, Sam Darnold, Brandon Allen. And did Josh Dobbs start a game? Yeah.
Are you asking me or are you guessing?
Josh Dobbs.
That was so passive aggressive.
No, Josh Dobbs.
Yeah. Stay hot, kid. Right.
So that's
five down, nine to go. Fine.
All right. Okay. Trey Lance.
You were there.
Yes, I was. And Jimmy Garoppolo.
Yeah.
All right, so there's half of them.
See ya.
Right out the gate.
Yep.
All right. Now we got to go. So, okay, Alex Smith and Colin Kaepernick.
Yep.
You're right, I probably should have guessed more than that. All right. Nick Mullins.
That's 10. You are missing 4.
C.J. Beathard.
That's 11.
All right, I knew I could do that. That was the line.
And Grandy, you had all these 11, right?
Of course he did.
The one you didn't have, I think, is still to come.
Okay.
Correct. And I know who it is.
So there's 3 more.
Correct.
There's 3 more. Okay. I'm going to do it as a question again. Did Josh Johnson ever get a start?
Is that a guess?
It's a guess. Okay. Give it to him.
All right. I just throw that one out there. I didn't think he did.
No. Nope.
All right. Josh Dibbs,
the one that started for 8 different teams has not been named yet. Is that correct?
That is, in fact, correct, yeah. Mark Randy. And you had that one, I think. That's not the one you were missing, is it? Right.
No, I had that one.
Okay. Yeah.
At least I think I do.
All right.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
My problem also is like...
time frame.
Well, yeah. Like, to me, because I'm 50, I think everything happened after 2010. I'm over here like Jeff Garcia. I know.
That was a pretend guess. You got a pretend buzz.
When did JT O'Sullivan start? When was that? I mean,
is that a guess?
I don't know. Sure. JT. Okay. When was that?
08 was 08. His last start.
All right. At least it was close.
Ballparky.
Jeez. All right. Yeah.
Da, 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 da.
This is not going to go well.
No, it's tough. And, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, boy.
No.
Yeah.
Garoppolo. And then before Garoppolo.
Yeah. Can I give you a small clue?
Sure.
Chip Kelly was the head coach.
Ugh.
Chip Kelly.
I slept through those 2 years.
Yeah, you sure did. We all did. They went 2-14 and, one of these guys.
Oh, Brian Hoyer. Yeah!
That actually was not the Tom Sula year or the Chip Kelly.
I don't know why that just popped into my head.
He's the guy who started for 8 of the teams.
Brian Hoyer.
Yes.
I've been texting him for the last 3 weeks. He won't respond.
It'd be cool if he came on for this bit.
Freaking guy. He's bought me a drink before, but he won't return my text.
That hurts.
I'll tell that story later.
2 more to go.
Yeah, rather than dead air, I sort of want to tap out.
Yeah.
Like, I don't, yeah, go ahead.
Brandy, who else did you know before Lucas came in and saved you?
Blaine Gabbert.
Yes.
Oh, Blaine Gabbert.
That was the Chip Kelly
Yo
year.
Yo Gabba Gabbert.
And the one that I thought for sure that nobody would get, Grandy?
Troy Smith.
Oh, for Christ's
sake. Lucas got that one, actually.
Attaboy, Lucas.
I don't feel bad about that at all.
2010, it was Smith and Smith.
Yeah.
Alex for 10.
I remember that now.
Troy for 6. Okay. But the point is, they've had 14 quarterbacks start games, and it's a little bit skewed because Darnold won, Allen won, Dobbs won. These are like stopgap and end of the year mop up type of guys, but that is dead on league average. And, you know, the teams that have a lot more, like Chicago 18, the Raiders 16, so many of these other teams that are really dysfunctional, they have a lot more.
Can Fancy Grandy name the eight teams that Brian Hoyer has started for?
No chance.
Okay.
You could probably do pretty well.
I mean, Niners, Browns, Niners and Browns. I know Niners and Browns. I'm just going to assume Bears because they've started everybody. Is that true?
I think so. You know, and you've also got Patriots.
Patriots,
he for sure started for the Patriots, but it... Just as I was going through these lists, it's like, oh my God, Hoyer started for them?
My gosh.
He started for just about everybody. Arizona, I believe.
Yeah, I'm looking at this now. He's played for
the Texans.
Patriots. I don't know if he started for all of these teams, but
Arizona, Cleveland,
Patriots,
Houston.
Steelers, Cardinals, yep. Browns, Texans, Bears, Niners, Patriots again, Colts,
yep.
Patriots again, Raiders.
The Raiders.
Wow.
It.
Yeah. He's a good dude.
Yeah, great guy. Yeah. And going through these 32 teams and all their starters, there are probably 25 or 30 names. I could throw out, we could play a game of starting quarterback or like U.S. Senator, and you probably would not go 50%.
This is so entertaining to me. I feel good. I want to let everyone know I didn't use the text line. If I had looked up, I would have gotten all the answers.
Okay.
Thank you on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. Y'all were trying, except for some of you also sent in some really funny stuff. One of them wrote, Brian Homer. That's an autocorrect. Hoyer autocorrects to Homer. 707 says, Willard never said Purdy, LOL. I started with Brock Purdy.
Yep.
But yeah, there's a bunch of Troy Smith, Blaine Gabbert, Brian Hoyer. All on here. Yeah. Someone wrote Troy Smith with a question mark, so some of us like to guess with a question mark.
I like it.
It's okay.
The Browns have a Connor Shaw, an Austin Davis,
I don't even remember Connor Shaw.
Kevin Hogan, Stanford. He got a game.
And then wasn't that, who's that, PJ something started
PJ Walker?
Beat the Niners, yeah.
I always want to call him PJ Tucker.
Jeff Driscoll, drafted by the Niners.
Niners, yeah.
Nick Mullins, actually.
Sure.
A forever Brown.
Sure. He's started in multiple places.
Remember Dorian Thompson Robinson
last year? DTR, dog. Yeah. So as you go through with the Deshaun Kaisers and the rest of it, Johnny Manziel, you realize that stable team, stable situation usually equals winning.
Greg Cosell will break down Troy Smith's game coming up next. The Warriors and Blazers tonight at 7. You can hear the game here on 95.7 The Game. And the first 10,000 fans who go are going to receive a commemorative Steph Curry All-Star MVP bobblehead. Don't miss out on this moment to kick off the season on Warriors ground, the place where all the magic comes to life. Warriors.com for tickets. And then don't forget, the Warriors have their annual open practice at Chase Center tomorrow at 5:30. Rare behind-the-scenes look at a Warriors team practice. And you can get in for only $5. Proceeds benefiting the Golden State Community Foundation. So tickets there can be purchased at warriors.com/open practice. Greg Cosell joins us next on Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Not bad, guys.
On 95.7 The Game.
Look, if you do anything in a public space for a living, you're kind of addicted to making people laugh.
Yep.
And if you can find someone with an infectious laugh, that's even better. And that's what we got with our guy. That's who Greg Cosell is. He's not just from NFL films. He's a man with an infectious laugh. You've been told that before, Greg?
Many times. People tell me they like my laugh, you know? What can I tell you?
We love your laugh.
Oh, yeah.
And we love to try to make you laugh. We'll try to do it again as Greg joins us here on the River Islands
Guest Line. Well, as long as I'm not laughing at you guys.
Well, no, we're okay with that, too. I mean, if you're going to put yourself out there, you know what I mean? Like, we ask you stupid stuff all the time. You can laugh at us, Greg.
We'll see what happens tonight.
Yeah, let's find out. I don't even know necessarily where to start, so what if I kind of just do it in an umbrella sort of a way? The last time we talked to you, it was right before the Niners were going to go play the Rams. With all those injuries, Greg, they won the game. Talk to us. How did they do it?
Well, I'm sure you probably got a lot of calls about how good Kyle Shanahan was, didn't you?
Absolutely.
Actually, we did, but as you might guess, no, we did, but we've got even more who now want Mac Jones to keep starting until he loses.
Well, we knew that was coming too.
Of course.
So let's talk about this in a little more 30,000 foot way, because, you know, I actually watched the tape of this game on Saturday. So, it's been 5 days, but obviously I take really detailed notes. So it's, you know, I've got that in front of me now as we're talking. I think one thing that's really important for people to understand about Kyle Shanahan and the passing game, every route is choreographed with footwork and eyes. And the foundation of the pass game is what we call pure progression. So in other words, you're not coming to the line necessarily and worrying about protection. The quarterbacks in this Kyle Shanahan system are rarely involved in calling or setting protections. They can override something if they really see something potentially problematic, but they don't call the protections. And pure progression, just to give a very quick, you know, without going into great detail, means that they're not necessarily reading the defense the way a lot of people think about reading defense. Because pure progression means you've got a primary, a secondary, a third, and you want to throw it to the primary, but if he's not open, you're not thinking, oh, why is he not open? You're just moving to the next guy. So it's not really a function of studying the defense in great detail pre-snap. So you're really a post-snap operator. And then what I thought was, because obviously Mac Jones was efficient in that game, I thought to myself, let's think about maybe the 32 starting quarterbacks, maybe even 64 if you want to go to backups, because theoretically that's what Mac Jones is, a backup. They're probably not all that much different with regards to arm talent, accuracy, processing. There, you know, there's a few elite guys that maybe have one really strong trait, whether that be great processing, great timing anticipation, amazing arm talent, athletic ability. But for the most part, it's more about the system that they learn in, and especially regarding the scheme and the play caller's ability to help them play and process consistently. That's what it's really about, guys. There's not, you know, 20 guys who are like, oh my God, these guys can do anything in any system, and wow, they're great. There's, in fact, very few of those guys. And by the way, even the guys we consider great, they have a limitation or two as well. It's just that the coach understands how to, you know, work around that and how to make sure that that limitation does not become an issue in critical situations. So that's really what it's about with a quarterback.
And you look at the system and the scheme, and I'm thinking about the second touchdown, Greg, second and goal from the one, and they line up with two running backs in the backfield, and then they shift out, and all of a sudden now we've got problems if you're Los Angeles because McCaffrey is out there in the slot. What did you see on film from a scheme standpoint that made that play so perfect?
You're talking about the one-yard touchdown of McCaffrey,
yes,
right?
Yeah.
And it's funny. I'm looking at my notes. It came on great design off a pre-snap shift of Juszczyk, McCaffrey, and Tongas, which put McCaffrey in the slot to the field inside of Tongas. Now, the reason this was so good is the Rams were in heavy personnel, and they only had one defensive back on the field. So it was linebacker Reeder who walked out to match up to McCaffrey. So they had it right there. They knew, I guarantee Mac Jones right then, and you probably couldn't see it on TV, but my guess is he was probably smiling right about that moment because he knew that he had McCaffrey on the quick out versus Reeder. So it was just great play design, great use of personnel, understanding exactly what you would get from the Rams personnel and how they would then match up. And that it became just pitch and catch, but it was such good design and scheming.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films with us. Okay, Greg, I know you get fatigued on this stuff, but I'm asking questions that I know that our listeners have. So I want to ask you two questions about two quarterbacks for the 49ers. And let's start with Mac. Why don't you give everybody a deep dive on what you saw from him last Thursday night and how that sort of, how that plays out going forward? Because it sounds like he's probably going to get at least one more coming up this weekend.
Sure. And I'm sure they don't want to put Purdy out there until he's 100% healthy, which would be smart. We've only played five games. There's a lot of season to go. And not that they want to lose a game, but the fact is they're 4-1, so they're in very good shape right now. As we discussed when Mac Jones first played, a number of weeks ago against the Saints, and then Purdy came back for the one game, Mac Jones in many ways fits exactly what the Shanahan system is. And I'm sure that's why they signed him. And I'm sure that's why there was all that talk the year they drafted Trey Lance that it would be Mac Jones. Because this is the kind of quarterback he is. You saw the rhythm with which he played. He hit his back foot, and for the most part, the ball came out, which negated a really strong four-man D-line pass rush of the Rams, which is what you were trying to do anyway, because you didn't want that group to really get fired up. But it's all timing and rhythm. It's all choreography. He's very efficient playing that way. That's really the only way he can play at a high level. They were really good on third down. I think they had 18 third down plays, which is a ton in a game. He was 6 for 12 with 5 of the 6 completions resulting in first down. That's the critical stat. You want to get first downs on third down. But he looked very, very efficient. There's absolutely no question about that. Now, what's really interesting about the game, though, he got very lucky on a 3rd-and-11 play with just over 3 minutes remaining in the fourth quarter and the game tied. You might remember this play.
Oh, yeah.
He threw a kind of a quick seam route to a short seam almost to Tongas, and the dropping linebacker Stewart got his hands on the pass. But if Stewart did not touch it, Kroll would have intercepted that ball easily. He was literally right there. So, you know, and that's what happens in games. There's so many plays. Not every play is perfect. And sometimes, you know, that stuff has to happen. And the other factor is, and this is why you go through a whole game, obviously Kyren Williams fumbled. But let's say he scores a touchdown there and they lose the game. What do you think the conversation would have been about Mac Jones? And it wouldn't have changed anything about the way in which he played.
Right.
It would have changed nothing about the way in which he played, but nobody would be saying, oh my God, that's Mac Jones' best game as a pro. That wouldn't have been the way that the conversation would have progressed. Wouldn't you guys agree with that?
Yeah, I mean, unless he then grabbed the ball with a minute left to go and went down the field
right,
and scored.
That didn't happen. Let's assume that didn't happen.
No, you're absolutely right.
Which takes nothing away from the way in which he played, by the way. I thought he was really efficient. I thought that Kyle did such a good job with creating primary read throws so that he could hit that back foot and the ball could come out. As I said, because everything is so choreographed in the Kyle Shanahan system. And it looked pretty.
So, Greg, this is what I think a lot of people are wondering about now, which is if you're going to say this is so much about Kyle Shanahan and largely most NFL quarterbacks kind of same arm talent, you know, all of that, then the question I think for Niner fans sort of gets to like, well, then why would they ever pay big dollars for a quarterback if it's almost just kind of sub in, sub out? Which leads me to, you said certain quarterbacks have a very special, at least one skill set. Does Brock Purdy, like what is his great skill?
I would say that Brock Purdy's sense of timing and anticipation is a notch better than Mac Jones. I would say I think one of his superpowers is his ability to innately and instantaneously see late coverage rotation and know exactly how that impacts his post-snap operation. I think those are the two things that Purdy does at a really, really high level. And I think he does that at a higher level than Mac Jones. But Mac Jones can be very efficient within the context of a Shanahan offense.
When you look at this weekend's opponent, and it's Baker Mayfield, how much better has he gotten? Or is it more that he's a byproduct now of being in a better system?
It's a combination of both, but you know, it's the system is always a big deal. I mean, it's funny, the more tape I watch and the more I see how coaches use motion, and by the way, the 49ers lead the NFL in the deployment of movement before the snap of the ball, pre-snap movement, you know, and more teams are doing that. To me, it more often than not really comes down to how the coordinator uses the entire scheme and everything that goes with it. Use of personnel, formations, motion, route concepts, and how that puts the quarterback in a position to play with decisiveness. The last thing you want from a quarterback is getting stuck in the pocket because he just doesn't know where to go with the football. Now, can that happen? Sometimes, obviously, defensive coaches and players get paid too, as everybody says. But I think, you know, Baker's been in a great system. Last year, he had Liam Cohen. This year, he has a new coordinator, but he's doing a terrific job in terms of all these factors that I just spoke about. And Baker is playing with such decisiveness. And the other thing, too, that stands out is first down passing. First down passing, I've always believed, and I was taught this by people a lot smarter than I am, is really the best down to throw on, guys, because you pretty much more – everything in football is probability and tendency, but on first down, you get much more predictable tendency fronts and coverages, and it's just the best down. And last week, Baker was so good on first down. I think he was 14 for 16 for 191 yards on first down, and it's just the best down to throw.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films. Greg, how did you see the 49ers deploy Kendrick Bourne in what led to a big night for him?
You know, it's funny, and this is no knock on Kendrick Bourne. He's playing the league a long time, and not that he cares what I think, but he's the kind of player that I just love those kinds of guys. Guys who are, you know, playing the league 10, 12 years, they're not going to be Hall of Famers, but they're just really, really good players over the course of a long career. I think he happened to be the beneficiary of just a really, really well-schemed pass game. I mean, like, he had a 16-yarder in the second quarter on second and nine. It's a high-low concept. They run a high-low concept no matter who the receivers are. He happened to run the high route in the high-low concept, and it was precise timing and ball placement by Jones. You know, there was another high-low concept where he ran the intermediate out cut and Jones threw a really good ball. It was 19 yards on the first third quarter possession. I mean, he's always run good routes. He's always been that guy who understands how to run routes, but there are, you know, a lot of plays where the concept, Bourne was the guy within the concept. And I'm not saying anybody could have done it. I don't want to say it that way, because that makes it seem like, you know, Bourne, like I could have been out there, which is obviously not the case, but he was the guy that they ended up, you know, focusing on in a lot of the concepts where he was the primary.
And Tampa Bay does a lot of 11 personnel where, you know, you've got the three wide receivers, and even though they've been down a couple of their big guys, Emeka Ebuka has been unbelievable through 5 weeks. What do you see from not only him, but the overall Tampa offense on tape, Greg?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Ebuka, he's a really good player. You guys may know that he comes from up in the Seattle area, and he was initially going to go to Stanford, and Ohio State came calling because he's an incredibly impressive person. I watched him speak at the podium at the Combine this past year, you know, when he came out, and you came away from listening to him talk thinking this guy's going to be the CEO of a major corporation. Hmm. I mean, he's really an impressive guy. And from everything you hear, he just gets it. You know, he understands what he has to do. He understands what being a pro is. He's a really refined route runner. He's got really good hands. He's got a little more speed than people probably give him credit for. You know, not a burner, but he's not, you know, just a slower possession type. And, you know, that's what you want in your receivers. He understands how to beat man. He understands how to find voids and zones. He understands the pace and tempo and timing of routes. You know, that's what route running is. It's not just, hey, let's run. That's why very often guys who are 4-3 guys are not often always great receivers, because they've always been able just to run and they don't necessarily understand the pace, the timing, the rhythm of routes.
Greg, I'm not quite done with last Thursday's game yet. I want to ask you one more. Let's go fourth down in overtime.
You can ask me more than one.
Well, sure. And maybe we will. No promises. But like, Sean McVay was so upset with himself after the game for what he called a horrible call. So I want to know what your perspective was on that play. What did you see and how that came together?
Well, they had run the exact same play three or four times prior to that, and they converted every time. So it's easy to say the fact that they didn't convert that, oh, well, they ran it before and the 49ers knew based on the formation that it was coming. Maybe so. Look, when coaches do that in a press conference, and you guys have been around long enough to know, you know, we don't know. And McVay, to me, I don't know Sean McVay. He comes across as reasonably genuine to me just from seeing him, you know, do that stuff. But you don't know if he's doing that to take one for the team. And, you know, you don't know the answer to that. But all I know is that they'd run the exact same play in short yardage three or four times. It worked every time. So, you know, it's obviously it didn't work that time. So for the 49ers, that was a good deal. For the Rams, it wasn't. But, you know, I think that he did say he would have gone for it, you know, no matter what. And that's okay.
Is it harder for these teams that don't utilize the tight end a lot to go ahead and try to run that sort of a play when you're looking at fourth and short?
I mean, there's many ways. There's many plays you can run on fourth and short. Obviously, you run what you think you can execute well. You know, as I said, that particular play had worked earlier in the game. You know, look, there's always the way these kinds of plays work, and you guys know this. When it doesn't work, people say they should have done something else. When it works and they run something that's kind of a staple, people say, oh, they went to something they know they can execute. So, you know, once we have access to the result, it becomes an easy thing to talk about. You know, that's always the way these kinds of things work in critical situations.
Greg, I know when we look at the Tampa Bay Bucs, everybody, you know, their eyes are all just kind of focused on that offense. I noticed, though, that, you know, Tampa has given up the third most points in the NFC as well. It seems like it's going to be this same 49ers kind of skeleton crew going in there. But what do you think about that matchup? What opportunity exists for the 49ers offense? Like, what have you seen from the Bucs defense?
Well, you know, the Bucs defense normally, and it may be different because they've had some injuries on defense as well. Normally, Todd Bowles is a high percentage blitzer. He did not do that very much against the Seahawks last week, and there may have been reasons for that. The Seahawks are a high percentage base personnel offense, as the 49ers are. And maybe he felt, hey, you know, I'm not playing in my nickel, in my base defense. I'm not going to blitz as much. I don't know the reason why. All I know is that Todd Bowles has always been one of the highest percentage blitzers in the league. Tampa's always near the top in blitz percentage. And he has some real staple pressures that are really difficult because he's so good at understanding protections and attacking protections. And again, what Kyle Shanahan, I'm sure, will be looking to do, number one, they'll want to keep trying to get the run game going first and foremost. But number two, they'll want to get the pass game to be very similar. Not exactly, you don't do the same thing every week, but they'll want the ball to come out quick. That'll be, you know, that's always the key against a Todd Bowles defense because you never know when he is going to blitz.
Greg Cosell, NFL Films, we got a couple laughs in there. That's all we need to keep us fueled and ready to go. So thank you very much.
Hey, you know what I meant to tell you guys? Have a second.
Yeah, we do.
You know, I grew up in Queens in New York. And from the time I was 6-7 years old, this was actually before the Big East in college basketball, I had season tickets with my dad at St. John's, which was 10 minutes from my house. So my favorite player ever was Chris Mullin. Hey. And I'm sure you guys know him.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
He comes on all the time. Yeah.
Yeah. He was a guy that, you know, all through the years, because he was my favorite player, you know, I'm in the sports business, obviously, that I always wanted to meet because, you know, it was one of the, like, when I was, that was the last time I was, like, passionate about, you know, the St. John's team in the Big East in, like, 85, 80, you know, I guess it was 82 to 85, that I was super passionate about a college team. And it was those Mullin years.
Do you ever
Bill Weddington and all the fellows out there?
Mark Jackson was on no team, by the way.
Yep.
And then Walter Berry. And, yeah. Oh, no, that. Yeah.
Do you ever break down NBA film, Greg?
No, but I'm a basketball guy. I played in high school and college, so.
Okay.
My claim to fame in high school was I went head to head against Ernie Grunfeld.
No, wow. That's Nick's incredible. Legend, yeah. You know, Greg,
needless to say, he got the better of it.
Wow.
Imagine that.
But not every time, right?
Well, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, every time.
I'm not ashamed to say that. You know, that's the way it goes.
Man, the glory days of the Big East with you had Raleigh Massimino at Villanova and John Thompson and the Big Towel and, of course, Louis Conaseca. For your Redmen back
when
then.
When I was growing up, we sat three rows behind Louie at St. John's at Alumni Hall before the Big East.
So good.
Greg, if you really want this segment to go through the roof, we'll have you come on during the NBA season and break down a little Jonathan Kuminga film.
Yes, he re-signed, right?
He sure did.
And now I guess Seth Curry's there too, huh?
That's correct. We got both of them.
Wow! Yeah, when's the opening? The opening game, and when's the NBA start?
Yeah, a couple weeks here. A couple weeks.
Yeah, because I know that the NHL started last night, but the NBA in a couple of weeks, huh?
Exactly right. Yeah. So
all right,
get to work, Greg. We're gonna ask you.
Oh boy! Oh boy! It's gonna be tough. I don't have time in my life for that, guys. You know.
Greg, we'll talk to you next week. Thank you, my friend.
All right, guys. Love it as always. Thanks so much.
Okay, thank you. There's Greg Cosell, NFL/NBA Films, senior producer, joining us here as he does every week on Willard and Dibbs on 95.7 The Game. We're brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. Lot to chew on there. 888-957-9570. Tony Dungy was on this morning with the Joes and weighed in on everything that we're talking about. We'll let you hear that. But also, let's get back to that idea of it, because Greg said some interesting stuff there about, like, well, you know, largely all the NFL QBs, their arm talent is the same. Okay, so should if you got a great coach and a great play caller, should you pay any QB $50 or $60 million? We'll take some calls on that right now. 888-957-9570, Willard and Dibbs.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contracts. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Now, back to Willard and Dibs.
Yeah, that's a great question because I think that, you know, it's a great question and a hard question to answer.
On 95.7 The Game.
All right, if you've been at work all day, congrats on having a job.
Yep.
Brock Purdy did not practice. Ricky Pearsall did not practice.
Possibly.
Juwan Jennings did not practice.
Questionable concern.
Possibly.
Alfred Collins did not practice.
All right.
Christian McCaffrey did not practice. That's just a bad day, though.
You hope.
So no. Well, that's literally what they reported.
Yeah.
It says Christian McCaffrey, his injury is not injury related.
Right. his injury is exhaustion, overuse. And vet day, maybe he has a sick cat, or maybe his iguana has the sniffles.
Here, you want it? Here's Kyle Shanahan.
Injuries for today, Ricky Pearsall, knee will be out. Watkins, calf out. Robert Beville, ankle out. Brock Purdy, toe out. Juwan Jennings, ankle/rib out. Alfred Collins, knee out. Yetur, knee hamstring out. Trent Williams, vet day. McCaffrey, vet day. CJ West, thumb limited. Stout, ankle limited. Mac Jones, knee/oblique limited. Kevin Givens, pec limited. Leah Davis, hand limited.
Was that Mac Jones, knee limited?
Knee and oblique.
Gotcha. And maybe that is limited. From like so, yeah. All that pickle juice he was drinking, apparently. Know, man. Tummy ache.
Mac's been through a lot in the last 7 days.
Mac Jones,
days.
Tummy ache, limited.
Yeah, Mac Jones is overwhelmed from seeing a dead body, limited.
Seriously.
I mean, there's a lot that's happened to Mac Jones.
Christian McCaffrey, I'm running him into the ground, limited. Trent Williams, he's really old, limited.
Christian McCaffrey, too many touches, limited.
Totally.
DNP.
Jordan Watkins, why did we draft him? Limited.
Also, did he call him Ricky Pearsall?
Yep.
Call him Ricky Pearsall.
He says that every time.
Is that his name? Maybe we're saying it wrong.
I don't think so.
He also always pauses before going into Yetur Gross-Matos. You can tell he's just not comfortable yet with how that's going to go. So he pauses.
Yetur Gross-Matos, ankle, shoulder, groin, limited, out.
Pause.
I mean, out. Like, basically, had 14 guys at practice and stuff.
You know who had a full participation today? Malik Mustafa.
Okay.
Full participant.
There you go.
That's big.
Medium.
No, I think that's big. Medium. It's big.
He playing Sunday?
I don't know. Maybe.
Yeah. I'd be stunned.
Why would you be stunned?
Because you just had his practice window get reopened, and he's coming off an ACL in December and stuff. And so that to me feels a little bit rushed and aggressive and stuff.
Well, if you open the practice window, you got to play him within the next 3 weeks.
Right.
Yeah.
This would be the first of the three weeks.
I know, but if the ACL in December, remember, this was not like other ACLs. This was a partial. So,
As the doctors have told us, like, when you have it repaired, it doesn't matter if it's a partial or a full.
Then why would he be practicing in October?
That's 10 months. It's normal.
Okay. Well, not for all of them. Here's what Kyle said about Mustafa and Kevin Givens.
No guarantees they'll be ready for Sunday, but we'll kind of start basing that off how they look today a little bit, how they look leading up to this point. We'll see how they go.
That's a solid maybe right there. No guarantees.
Yeah. It's a maybe.
Well, but that's great. That's a maybe. I think Malik Mustafa return is a big deal. I think Pinnock has been meh. That's what I think.
I think it's hard to judge any of those guys back there based on what has happened up front, and up front has been well below meh.
That's fair, but you're also basing that like on the last 2.5 weeks. I'm basing it on 5. Like, I thought Pinnock, even when Nick Bosa was there and your pass rush was doing the darn thing,
he's been fine. They've all had their moments of being targeted, and Pinnock is among them, and Upton Stout now, was he listed as limited?
Limited.
Yeah,
limited.
Of course. And so, you know, he couldn't even finish the game and stuff on Thursday. And so you're going to have a little bit of a patchwork team come Sunday, unless all these guys suddenly get cleared. And just based on what he said about Ricky Pearsall, that sounds to me like Pearsall's not going to be good to go.
He's not going to play.
No.
And neither's Juwan.
Right.
And neither's Brock.
Okay. And keep going. And neither's Yetur Gross-Matos.
Yetur.
Like, you come to the city and you tour Pier 39.
Exactly.
That's what you do.
That's how he says it. He says it like you're going to Muir Woods with family.
If I go to Alcatraz, what am I going to do?
You tour it.
Ah, thank you, Gross-Matos. I think you're right, Kyle.
Mykel Williams, full participation.
All right.
You know who else had full participation? Kendrick Bourne.
How about George Kittle?
I don't see him on here.
No. Has he even been reactivated off the IR? I guess he probably hasn't.
Would you like a Kittle update?
I would and stuff.
All right, here's a Kittle update.
Hopefully we'll have a chance at Kittle next week. Just a chance. I don't think Barch is up next week, though.
Okay, there you go.
So he's not been reactivated. It's not a reactivation sensation.
No, well,
he might not even be next week
so
either.
Oh,
my God.
He just ruled him out for this week.
Right.
Is what I heard.
Well, you'd have to activate him off of IR and stuff.
Right.
And
he had said last week that Tampa was a long shot for George.
Right.
But the insinuation sensation was that the following week at Sunday Night Football, we'd probably see him. And now he was like, there's a chance. God dang it. Where's George Kittle?
On my IR, on my fantasy team. That was my second round pick.
I think dumb statement. That's a big deal, but like a bigger deal than we even realize. That's going to affect everything. You asked me earlier, what's the biggest concern of all the concerns?
Of all
with
your
the
questionable concerns.
List the concerns.
Well, you've got can't run the ball.
Okay.
Can't score touchdowns in the red zone. You can't rush the passer. You can't intercept the other team when they throw the football, and you've got a boatload of injuries.
So this is
I think those are my five that I put out there.
You got it.
And there's also other.
You wrote no pass rush, no interceptions, bad in red zone, can't run the ball, injuries, or other.
Yeah. Like other, I don't even know what other would
just
be.
Anything. Like another concern. You could be like, my concern is that Claire Kittle hits George too hard when he goes onto the field, and I think she's going to hurt him.
It's questionable. Questionable concern.
Okay. I got a firm answer for you.
Okay.
They can't run the ball.
That's your number one.
That's my number one.
Okay.
Like, that's the straw that stirs this drink.
Always has been, right?
They can't do it.
Yeah, and yet they're 4-1. And the whole backdrop of why I sent that was I woke up today and I was reflecting on yesterday's, like, rank the 4-1 teams, and I had them as 7th out of 7, and you know, whatever the ranking was, I just woke up today thinking about you're 4-1, and if you take the record aside, what is kind of eating at you as a Niner fan? And those five things, I do believe, are all concerns. The injuries,
for sure they
again,
are.
But I would say can't run the ball would be third for me behind the red zone, which is part of why you can't run the ball.
Yeah,
they're a little bit married.
Connected.
But the big one for me is the pass rush, which is also connected to the fact you can't intercept the ball.
I'll tell you why the pass rush is less of a concern to me is that I feel like the reinforcements will come. Like, there's no, you're not going to trade for Saquon Barkley. You know what I mean? Like, the 49ers, provided that they win, how many more? We got 3 games till the trade deadline, right?
Three or four, yep.
End of October.
I think it's early November, so you might actually have 4. I thought it was November 5th, but
I'll look
whatever.
It up. I think there's 3 games left, and if you even win one of them, you have to acquire a pass rusher at that deadline. You have to, if you're John Lynch. You owe it to the team.
Tuesday, November 4th, after the Week 9 games.
Okay, so there are 4 more.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. You're welcome.
Honestly, even if you win one, you have a winning record at the trade deadline, and you will have, at minimum, 3 division wins already in your hip pocket. You have to. You owe it to this group to go out there and bolster the pass rush. The run game is not going to get bolstered from the outside. The run game is going to get bolstered from the inside. And maybe the reemergence of wide receiver threats, and maybe whether it's Mac Jones or whether Brock Purdy gets healthy, and their passing game downfield starts to make teams pay for the way they're defending the Niners. Maybe that's it. I will throw in George Kittle, though.
Yeah, that's a big one.
George Kittle is the deal. That's what's going to make this game get better on the ground. So he's got to get back and get healthy. The answer for the run game is inside the building. The answer for the pass rush, to me, is outside the building.
That's
and
fair.
So, yeah, that's why the run game to me is more of a concern.
I wonder if the answer to the run game is inside the building, and I will give you that if George Kittle comes back and he's healthy, he's a big part of what you do on the ground, and also having more passing threats will open up the run game to a certain extent. But I think about what you have right now in your offensive line, and Trent Williams has not been, he's not been bad. He's not playing at a Hall of Fame level this year. He's been a little bit inconsistent. And your interior three, even John Feliciano, former Niner offensive lineman, has been a little bit sheepish. He doesn't want to totally go out and bury guys, but he said that Dominic Pooney is not having a great second year, and they've had some issues in the interior of that offensive line. And Connor Colby, who's a rookie, who's going to start his, what, 4th or 5th game coming up on Sunday? It's trial by fire.
Yep.
And your center's been okay. And your right guard, a second year guy, is not having a great year. And your left guard is a rookie. So these are all things that lead you to have a hard time, especially in the red zone.
We'll hear some Tony Dungy sound here in just a sec. I do want to throw this at you, though, because I feel like we've been kind of having the conversation, but there's still more meat on the bone, and we haven't gotten to kind of how we actually feel about this. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live on the free Odyssey app, coming live from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.